If you will, I won't be before you long. What I got to say may take an hour and about 14 minutes because I rehearsed it beforehand. So I'm looking at the clock. It's 10:13 now. So add 14 to that. That's 27. And then add an hour. So I should get you out of here before 12:30. Did you hear me? They didn't say math was my strong suit. They said I was a preacher. Amen. So, if you will, get your Bibles. It was ironic. I chuckled when Deacon did the call reading, and he told you go to Luke 2, but I'm going to go from Luke 1 today. So, I'm going to go one chapter before he went. And I'll be reading from the 26th verse to the 38th verse. And I'm going to give you a moment to get it in. I'm just going to be who I've been called to be. I'm just going to talk to you. It's not going to be a whole thing today, but I want to make sure God's word gets into your heart. Amen. Because if he puts it in your heart halfway as he put it in mine, I think you'll walk out of here blessed. Amen. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version, verses 26. Through 39, excuse me. And it says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And then it said, the virgin name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will be no more end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be? Good question. How can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God, let me say that again now. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. May God's word be blessed. If I have to coin this as a title today, I would tell you the name of the title is, I want us to see it together. I was going to wait, but I think I'm going to just tell you, More Than Expected. More Than Expected. And I came to this place of this title because when I got the call to ask to preach, I said, well, Lord, I always do this. I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to say to your people? Because I don't want to come up here and give you some Jasonisms. I say that for people like Lance and some of my friends that I just get to talk to and just be Jason. But when I come before God's people, I got to say what God wants me to say. And so he put in my spirit, he said, I heard him tell me Mary and Elizabeth. And I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to say there? And I didn't recognize at first. I just sent the text right back. Sure, I preach. Anytime y'all ask, I'm like, you know, unless I got a surgery, I'm gonna be here. Unless it's something major. So anyway, I didn't realize it was the week before Christmas. But God knew that. So he said, Mary and Elizabeth. So I said, okay. So I go open up the text and I read it and I read it and I sit on it. I say, Lord, what are you saying? I got it, but what do you want me to say? So then I'm cutting one of my partner's hair and I, you know, this is how preachers do. Hey man, I'm reading this text, man. What you got? What you think? Seeing if I can hear God through him. Cause I asked God and he won't talk him back. Cause he told me, Mary and Elizabeth. So I'm stuck with this passage. So he kind of gave me something, God bless him. I said, no, that ain't it. That ain't resonating with my soul. Then I remember I was having a debate a couple years back with a cousin of mine. And I said, who got the Holy Spirit first? And it came to me, Mary got the Holy Spirit first. I said, okay. See, sometimes we don't recognize what's going on until afterwards. Sometimes we didn't realize that Christ came into this world, but sometimes we don't know all that he really did for us. See, I came to the title of More Than Expected because we got two women in this passage that was without children. How many women in here been pregnant? Let me see. I got me. Amen. Amen. You know what it is to carry a baby. You know how you and that baby become one. The fathers, I see why Father's Day is barely celebrated. Y'all don't think we do nothing. We did plant the seed. The seed is important. But the gift of carrying the seed is so much greater. See, when you women get to walk and feel the baby kicking, I remember that my wife used to come and say, come here, he's moving. Definitely when she got in that third trimester, I used to have a panic attack. I thought it was like a monster in her stomach. And I one time saw his footprint on her stomach. This joker's moving and he's pressing because he's getting too tight up in there. And she's like, look, he is, baby, look. And I'm like, no, give me your hand. And she's throwing it on her. I'm like, hey, well, that's his foot. He's about to come out. He's fully developed, basically. It was just weird to me. You know why it was weird to me? Because he wasn't with me every day. I didn't carry him every day. Yes, I did plant that seed. But she's carrying it every day. So it didn't freak her out like it freaked me out. I know he's going to be the same one that's in her stomach outside of her stomach. But it just threw me in a way. I think by the third baby, I was fine with it. But the first two, I was like, this is weird. And you're weird. I couldn't tell her that then. But I'm like, you're weird, but I was the weird one. And we got two women here that's unexpected. But because of God, they're now expecting. We got two ends of the spectrum. We got one that's called barren, who I've been trying. I was married, but I can't get this thing to work. And I've been wanting for this seed for so long. And back in them days, if a woman didn't have a child, she was almost called useless. Right. So shame is on this woman, but they said she was a righteous woman. How can you be righteous but still get shame on you? But that's how them days was. And then you got on this side a young tenderoni that don't know nothing about this. But God has said, you found favor with me. And I'm going to do something for you that nobody else will ever experience. I'm going to let you go back and tell your mama, I don't know who the baby daddy is. Because it's really not true. But y'all haven't met him yet. And it's called Jesus. But both of these births were the hand of God. Can I bore you for just another second before I get into this text? Sometimes we don't believe that abortions are abortions until they get to a certain stage. But God said the womb is his. So at the time of conception, because you and I have nothing to do with when this child is born. We got a little bit to do with it. But we don't know which one's going to connect. It's up to God. So when we go start playing in God's place, it's a dangerous place to be. So when we understand who's the giver of life, what he did for Elizabeth and what he did for Mary, that's what he do for all of us. If God has you here, you're here for a reason. If God birthed you here, he didn't do it by coinkydink. If God still has you here, it's for his glory. If God allows you to still sit in this place, that's why you need to learn how to lift your hands no matter how good they preaching. But when you hear the name of Jesus, you get to say amen, hallelujah, because you know who got you here. When you understand that it's not even of your doing, because one woman said we did it, but we couldn't get it. And then one woman said that I ain't had nothing to do with it, but you still gave it. See, isn't that a good God that gives? Sometimes you don't ask for it, but God said, I'll still give it to you. And then sometimes you say, God, I've been asking for it, but you haven't given it to me. But wait and see that the Lord is good. And when you wait on him, he gives you that thing with more expectation. So when you understand to stop coming to God with so many petitions, you might be shocked by what God can do. But if you're going to pray, I want you to pray with expectancy. If you're going to pray, I need you to pray with an expectancy. I want to show you something in this text that I didn't get to read, but I'm going to let you see it. I am an equal opportunity employer, because that's what the state of Virginia says you have to be if you have a business. But y'all know it ain't equal. And every time that God gets the blessing don't mean it's always going to be understandable. You know what they say, favor ain't fair, but it's good when it's for me. Huh? Favor ain't fair, but it's good when it's for me. I want to show y'all something. Zechariah is a priest. I'm going to set it up for y'all. I'm going to go to two texts. Zechariah is a priest. He's a godly man. And he had to go in the temple and he had to pray. It's in chapter 1, just a few verses up. And Zechariah went into the temple during the hour of incense. And the people was praying. He didn't come back out, but he stayed a little longer because an angel came to him by the name of Gabriel. And Gabriel says this in verse 18. Well, let me say what Zechariah said first. And Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife is well advanced in years. The angel has already told him that your wife gonna have a son. Get this. And the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel who stands in the presence of God, who was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place. Get this, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. Let me just make it one more plainer for you can see who God is. Verse 13, it says, but the angel, when he's telling them, but the angel said to him, do not be afraid. He said, for your prayers has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will call his name John. So then in 18, when he comes back, he tells him. So at first I asked God, I said, God, is this fair? Because Mary got to ask, how was this going to be? And she didn't get in trouble. But why the man always got to get in trouble? You know, I kind of started taking this personal and sexist. Look, I'm tired of you putting all this weight on us and then letting the women just get away with them. They can say whatever they want. They can run their mouth however they want to Jesus, but I can't even say a word. She can fry me upside and down. You let her say God knows what. But the man can't even ask a question. Can I get a biscuit? You're going to jail. Where we gonna have some food in this house? I'm tired of eating these kibbles and bits and da da da. And she never gets, no, Lord, you don't deal. No, but I can't even ask for a biscuit. I'm in timeout, Lord. That's how I felt for him. That was just for men. Yeah, y'all understand. That's not my house. I'm just saying for men. Wasn't talking about me. Don't start adding me into y'all stuff. I ain't here for it. But let me say this. Don't let prayer become your problem. Huh? What you mean, preacher? Don't let your prayer life become your problem life. Let me tell you this. If you willing to pray to God, you should be willing to watch God. See, Zacharias really got in trouble because you were praying for a son. And when I send my angel to tell you that you're going to have a son, you're going to ask me how. I know you old, but don't you know who's talking to you? I told you that I was sent from God. And I told you who sent me to tell you what you're about to get. If I tell you a flea can pull a plow, don't ask how. If I tell you that James Brown could get down, if I tell you that a bean is green, tell him he's mean. Jolly green giant. But when God speaks, we don't question when he answers what we ask for. So don't start praying to God if you're not going to expect God to do what you're praying for. See, let your heart be right before God when you come to God. So if you don't come to him because you know that there's no other option or there's no one like Jehovah, then don't come to him. But don't come thinking that you're going to throw it up on the wall and then whatever stick is what you get. No, you need to come to God with an expectancy, with the understanding that he is the God he say he is. And if he say it's in his will, then it will be for you. If it's not, then you're going to learn to sit there, humble yourself and say, for God be the glory. And for God, I will live. And for God, I die. I will humble myself, God. God, I know I asked for this, God, but if it's not in your will, I don't want it. And when I know that I want anything that God says he sent, because when I start messing with it, then it's going to be a problem. When I start thinking that I should have something, then I become entitled. And then when I become entitled, I become entangled. And then when I become entangled, I become that of a slave. But I am not now the slave of the Holy Ghost. I am now the slave of that wicked one, because I believe that I should. When we have that spirit that we believe that we should, we are in a bad place with God, saints. I don't know about y'all, but I've been there. And this thing got me in some trouble. And I'm just trying to tell you, the gift of God is without repentance. But I want you to understand that God says, don't let your prayer life be your problem life because you don't believe me. Because Mary said, I didn't ask for this. When you don't ask for something, you can ask God all the wise. God, how? Because she knew she ain't been with no man. And he said, don't worry about it. You've been highly favored, though. See, learn when to say amen. See, when God tells you you highly favored by him, you don't need nothing else. I know I was set to marry this man, but if this man don't accept me for who I am because I know what God has said to me, then I know that he ain't for me. God will handle him in his appointed time, too. But when you know where you line up at, you don't got to fight with nobody. You ain't got to worry about if they accept you. You just got to know that I'm highly favored and blessed by the best. And I know that I can walk with my head up. I know that everything is settled. I know that he's already took care of it on the cross. I know that I'm in his will. Then it's going to get done. When I understand that his will will never be broken, because I know my God is always undefeated. When I understand that with God, I can trust. But with man, I got to think about the things that rust. Because the only thing man does, it gets shiny, but under it, it rusts. But with God, it gets brighter. It gets shinier. It gets better. It matures like fine wine. So if God will appoint this to me, I know that I'm favored. When he said, Mary, you have been found favor before God. My God, that's what, because you don't have to wait till the end of time. So me and Pastor Casey was praying early, and I heard the Spirit tell me, God going to reward him on this side, not just wait for him to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Lord, give him part of his portion right now for what he's doing. Huh? That's what we're fighting for, because when God give it to you, that's the gift. See, a lot of times, if you just do what you're supposed to do for God, he will give you more than you expected. What are you expecting? See, these ladies, one was, she stopped wishing, huh? Because she stopped seeing, huh? One never saw, but knew how to behold the Lamb of God. My God. One didn't see, but she knew how to behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of this world. See, I think we don't know that we Mary's baby too. See, we Jesus' children. But don't forget about his mama. We Mary's babies too. Okay. See, y'all read in 2 that Mary marveled when they talked about him, because she knew who he was the whole time. See, sometimes people won't know who you are. But again, don't you stop because of people. You only stop because of God. If God stops you, you learn to stop. But if God tells you to go, you go. And you're going to see all that he has bestowed before you. So the contrast of that. And so when I was doing this, I said, Lord, but Jesus is the reason for the season. And I always like to talk on Christmas Eve type. I call Sunday the Christmas Eve. Jesus is the reason for the season. I like to call a little baby Jesus. But now the Lord told me, you're going to go to the implantation of baby Jesus. See, I like the manger one. I would usually preach from 2, but he said, go to 1. I said, okay. Sometimes we don't know we got a gift when we have a gift. Sometimes we don't know we have a gift when we have a gift. That's inwardly. That's physically. What do you mean by that, preacher? What I mean is this. Sometimes we're so busy chasing the wrong things. And sometimes we don't know what we've already been given. Sometimes we think we're chasing affirmations, accolations, but everything you need, you probably already have it. You and I, safe to say, we probably got it. But sometimes we still don't think it's enough. They didn't see that he was coming to bring us a gift called the Comforter. They didn't see that he was trying to bring us something to make everything for us easier. We don't always see that that's what his purpose came for. He said, if I don't come, there's no second Adam. And if I don't go, there's no Comforter called the Holy Ghost. It says in 3 and 4 verses, verse 15, verse 35, verse 41, verse 67. It says that the Holy Spirit came over them. He says, even though Jesus is not physically out the body, like my child won't out the body, he said, but he's in there. And once Jesus says, I hover over you and I'm with you, you have everything that you need. Because that's why they said, with God, there's nothing that's impossible. See, when he gives, see, now you see four people carrying the Holy Ghost. But it's only one person that's still the same in all of them. They have the Spirit of God, and they had it before the death, burial, and resurrection. So these are special people. It's a reason why John the Baptist is special, because he could not have done the work of the Holy Ghost. He could not have done the work of God without the Holy Ghost. But I don't think we believe that. We can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit being. The young people got this TikTok. Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate. 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 It's already here. The only thing you got to do is yield. For he can build on that foundation he's giving you. Because that's all he wants to do. I come that you have made life and have it more abundantly. And when we understand that Jesus is the reason for the season, and when we understand because of Yeshua, we're able to have a yes in our spirit. We're able to have a hallelujah in our heart. We're able to say, thank you, Lord, even when we don't see it. How many times y'all done been in places in your life that it looks like it's over? It looks like it's final. It looks like I don't have a way to be able to get out this thing. But then there comes a, but God. I don't think y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk to the people over here. When y'all have done all that you know how to do, you done called everybody you know how to call, you have petitioned, you have walked up and down the hallway, you have not rested, and then something knocks you upside the head like Miss Jackson hit me this morning. And say, but God. But God is able to do exceedingly. And when you get there and you start rejoicing, you start feeling that sorrow comes into a different place. You start walking around the house and act like they're going to think that you're bipolar. They're going to think something is wrong with you because that thing that's inside of you kicks in. It activates. His Holy Spirit will activate. And then you say, I'm a child of the Most High God. Why am I sitting here wondering why I can or cannot do? If God be for me, what can be against me? So why am I going to sit here and worry about this situation? When you be able to get that peace that passes all understanding from the Prince of Peace, then you will rest a little bit of difference, and you will stop putting it in man's hand, and you will say, God, let me just rest in your bosom. And then you will watch how God is the glorious God. He wants to show you all of his glory, his splendor. So why are we going to sit here and think about the things of this world when we got it already in there? Holy Spirit, activate. Activate. Because he's not going to make you, but he will join you. Ah, that's my God. The peace that he brings, that peace that's beyond my understanding. Because again, I tried to figure it out, but I kept coming up with zeros. But when I open the door and say, I'll sit down and I'll stay in my place, Lord, will you come and reign in this place? When I let him do what he do, when I give God the opportunity to be God and not my homeboy or my sidekick, I will let God be supreme when I humble myself. See, sometimes when we're going through things, it ain't that God don't love you. He's telling you to humble yourself, but under the almighty hand of God, because you thinking that you done got grown enough, that you doing this stuff all on your own. But you don't realize I sent my son to leave you a gift called the Holy Ghost. That's my present to you. My present is my presence. Same word, but it's meaning two different things. My gift to you, my present, is my presence. And when you understand my presence is all that you need, when you understand that, then you are rich beyond your measure. You don't need the things of this world to make you happy. Because I don't care. Once you start getting money, you realize money can be a curse. Can be. Can be. Because people, you don't know who love you for you. Huh? Some of y'all say, well, I want them issues. Let me find out if they don't love me. And give it on, Jesus. Well, while you do, make sure you put your 10% in. Okay? Okay, if you want them problems, be careful what you ask for. Because it comes loaded. But God says, I've seen it all. I can cover you. Don't ask for it if I ain't tell you it's for you. And if I told you these riches is for you, you got to ask why it is. It ain't for you. It's for us. Let God use you however he views. When we see that the angel answer in 35, it says the angel answered her and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. My God, I'm about to wrap up. Overshadow. The Bible says that the Lord will hide you. And he'll put you in a secret place and he will cover you. My God, how many times had the enemy been chasing you? And he wanted to leave you for dead, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. But God says, where they at? And if you want to come get them from me now. See, when you've been overshadowed, not by the world, but by the Spirit of God, you'll know your blessings. You'll know the favor. You got a radiation on you that can beam from here to South Carolina. See, how did they find Christ? The wise men followed the light. See, when you got that light upon you, it's even a light, but he's still overshadowing it. He's still letting it be shown, but it's still being covered. Ain't that crazy? I'm going to show it. And I'm going to let the little wolves want to come and take a bite. But then the Lord says, get back. My God. To the commands of God. Because of who he is. And then God says, I'm going to tell you more about your people. Go to Elizabeth's house. Just in case you don't believe me, Mary, go to your cousin's house. The one that couldn't have a baby. I held her for such a time as this. Because her baby and your baby going to be, they're going to be tag team. So go holler at her. Sometimes God is doing something for a bigger cause. I know you might have wanted it right now, but I'm holding it for such a time as this. Can I get the glory? Can we work on my time and not your time? Saints, let me tell you something that's personal to me. I've had to come to a place I've been wanting some things for so long. But I've had to realize without God, it ain't no good. I've learned to not petition as much for what I think I want. I ain't always there. I want to get to that place where I don't have to ask them about me no more. I want to intercede more. Because I know if I do his work and his will, he got me. Whatever that look like, I'll be happy with it. I don't have to tell him what I want. See, I had to look into that scripture. The Lord says, when your ways please him, he'll make your enemies be at peace with you. But I also remember he says that he'll give you the desires of your heart. But I know also Jeremiah say that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can see? Sometimes God be trying to get you to turn that page. Say, you don't want that. See, I try to tell my kids sometimes when they want something, I try not to help them. I try not to make decisions for them. I'm like, you sure you want that? Y'all know what I'm saying, right? You don't want that. You sure you want that? Oh, this what you want me to spend money? This what you want me to buy? You sure? See, sometimes I think that's what God doing to us. You sure you want that? You sure you want that? Because I had something in the back different for you. Huh? I got something else for you. But you sure you want that? See, when you keep telling God what you want, that means you don't think God knows you. Let me tell y'all something, right? I still got some Mac in me. And they might call me McDonald's because it's still big. Big Mac is what they call me. So watch this. Me and my wife went out yesterday together to a friend of mine's event. Food was okay, but by the time we got there, it was already kind of ran through. So I was like, look, I'm gonna take you to get something to eat afterwards. She said, no, I'm good. You know, what I had was good. You know, we had a good time, okay. And she sat in the car, laid back. I said, ah. So then I said, I know what she like. I know what I like. I said, let me go order some sushi while she got her eyes closed. I ordered some sushi. And I asked her three times. I said, hey, you sure you don't want nothing? Whatever you want, I get it for you. You sure you want something? Nah, I'm good. You sure you don't want nothing? Nah, I'm good. Sure. I'm good. So I go to our sushi place, put in for the little sushi. I don't get as much as we usually get when we really eat. But I said, we had already ate some, so let me get like two rolls that we like. I pull up to the spot. She's like, I thought we were going home. Yeah, so I'm getting the sushi though. Did you get enough for me too? I said, you told me you ain't want nothing. Huh? You told me you ain't want nothing. Huh? You eat all this, player. Huh? You might smell it and get full, but this is mine's. I didn't say that part, but that's how I made it. That's how I made her feel. So I went inside, I parked the car. She said, I just want one or two. I said, you said you don't want it. I said, do you want me to order you some, player? I said, because we still can't. It's going to take about 15 minutes. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I went in and paid and came out. But it was for us. Sometimes we don't know the person that we love already got us covered. And I thought about you the whole time because I know you. I know when you tell me you just want one or two, that's half. Huh? I knows you, okay? But I had to give her what was unexpected. And see, and it tastes even better when you weren't expecting it. And she ate her half because when we got to the end, I'm gonna tell y'all something. I ain't putting it out there, I'm just telling y'all the truth. We had two different type of rolls. And we was counting how many rolls you got. That one and that one. So we were switching off. She started putting my ginger on mine and getting it to me. I said, oh, it's getting good to her now. She feeding me. Say amen. So I did my job. But we got down to the last two. Sometimes when she full, she said, baby, you can have the last ones. That means I can have your portion too. She didn't say that this time. She ain't give me hers. She knew which one of the opposite was hers and mine's. She said, well, I said, oh, you gonna eat the last volcano? She said, well, you had all yours. She said, but the shrimp tempura is yours. I said, oh, she's been doing math. I thought you just wanted one or two. See, let me tell y'all this. Sometimes you just want one or two, but God said, I'll give you more than you desire. I got more for you than you understand. So if you stop telling me all the time what you want and trust me that I already got a gift already ordered for you and I'm about to pull up to the place and give it to you. And then I'm not just going to give it to you. I'm going to eat it with you because I want to dine with you. I want to fellowship with you. I want to love on you. But if you don't know who I am in your life, you're going to keep running past missing my glory because I got gifts for days. If you just call upon that which dwells in you, Holy Spirit, activate, activate, activate. He's not a God that forces his spirit or his will on you. And just because you ask for one day of salvation don't mean he's going to operate it in all day. As I said in the beginning of this message, my own children that I planted the seed for felt weird to me in her belly. Because I didn't carry him every day. The more you carry him, the more you can talk to him, the more you can hear him, the more connectivity you're going to have with him, the more this intimate, what was natural for her and unnatural for me will then change. And I will be like a woman that's been birthing the God that I know in me. A man can be a bride too. I get pregnant too if I let God fill me up. But the problem is I got my own agenda. And I didn't realize that I want to be like one of the three wise men. I want to come find little baby Jesus. Well, I found him. Don't put him on the shelf this year. He is the reason for the season. He's done what he said in Ephesians. I want to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think through the power that worketh in you. And I left it for you. Know what you have. Honor what you have. If you keep asking for more, he might take away some. Just to let you see I'm all that you need. And when you know I'm all that you need, your cup runneth over. At halfway, you see it full. You know why you see it full? Because I know he's going to pour more. Because I've been drinking from the cup, the saucer. I know he gonna keep pouring when I keep asking that I'm thirsty. I run to the brook when I'm thirsty. I go to his glory when I'm thirsty. I go in his presence when I'm thirsty. But I always should be thirsty because I know that my Savior lives. I know that he is a spring and I know that the water that he gives, I'll thirst no more. If you want to overflow, recognize the present gift that's in you. Let us pray.